जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंद त्रिभुवन कोरेदास शरणावंदन।
जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंद
त्रिभुवन कोरेदास शरणावंदन। नीलाचले शंख चक्र गदा पद्मधर नादिया नागरे दंडका मंडलुका।
नीलाचले शंख चक्र गदा पद्मधर नादिया नागरे दंडका मंडलुका।
हे हो बोले पूरा रावण वधिरा बोलो के वैभव लीला प्रकाश करिला।
के हो बोले पूरबे रावण बधिला गोलो के वैभव लीला प्रकाश करिला।
निराधार भावे ये बेगोरा अवतार हरे कृष्ण नाम गौरा करिला प्रचार।
श्री राधार भावे बे गौरव हरे कृष्ण नाम गौर करिला प्रचार।
वासुदेव घोष बोले करे गौरहार सेई गौर सेई कृष्ण सेई जगन्नाथ।
वासुदेव घोष बोले करे गौरहार
जय
गौर से कृष्ण से जगन्नाथ।
जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंद त्रिभुवन कोरेदास शरणावंद।
जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंद त्रिभुवन कोरेदास शरणावंद।
नीलाचले शंख चक्र गदा पद्मधर नादिया नागरे दंडका मंडलुका।
नीलाचले शंख चक्र गदा पद्मधर नादिया नागरे दंडका मंडलुका।
हे हो बोले पूरबे रावण वधिला बोलो के वैभव लीला प्रकाश करिला।
यो बोले पूरबे रावण वधिला गोलो के वैभव लीला प्रकाश करिला।
निराधार भावे रे गोराया अवतार हरे कृष्ण नाम गौरा करिला प्रकाश।
निराधार भावे बे गौरव हरे कृष्ण नाम गौरा करिलो प्रचार।
वासुदेव घोष बोले करे जोड़ाहार जई गौर जई कृष्ण जई जगन्नाथ।
वासुदेव घोष बोले करे जोड़ाहार जई गौर जई कृष्ण जई जगन्नाथ।
जई गौर जई कृष्ण जई जगन्नाथ।
जय गौर जय कृष्ण जय जगन्नाथ।
जय गौर जय कृष्ण जय जगन्नाथ।
जय गौर जय कृष्ण जय जगन्नाथ।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण
हरे हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे
चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
हरिनाम संकीर्तन की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की श्री प्रभुपाद की ओम अज्ञान निरंगस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हर दिन भट्टाचार्य आयला दर्शने जगन्नाथ नादे की आयला प्रभु स्थाने सभी आर प्रोसीडिंग विद चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य 6.239 वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द
Chaitanya Charitamrita discussions on liberation of Sarvam Bhattacharya. We have been doing this chapter in many classes, although we are taking a little longer, but this chapter is a very important chapter with many philosophical points, so we devoted more time. So we had arrived at this yesterday, this new Sarvam Bhattacharya, surrendering to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after hearing the Atmaram explanation, as well as Vedantic explanations, very clear outline of what is Parinambad, what is Vivartavad. So now Bhattacharya is completely convinced and he became a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And Sarvam Bhattacharya's faith in Prasad pleases Lord Chaitanya. We covered it also yesterday. In the previous classes we have covered. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya's devotion and composition of two verses. This we are going to do today. And Sarvam Bhattacharya changes the word Mukti Pade in one of the Srimad Bhagavatam verses into Bhakti Pade. We will see that today also. Yeah. So that will conclude the this chapter. And let us see how. Yeah, somebody can read the translation, please.
The next day, the Bhattacharya went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. But before he reached the temple, he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah. What does this show? This also has some very important clue. There is eagerness to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visible. Because Bhattacharya has been living in Puri even before Lord Chaitanya arrived there. Isn't it? It was his daily habit to go to Jagannath temple. Therefore, when he went, he saw the arrival of Lord Chaitanya and, you know, fainted on the ground and everything, isn't it? But here, you can see he has developed eagerness to see Lord Chaitanya now. Even before going to Jagannath temple, he is going to see Lord Chaitanya here. दंडवत करे कैला बहुविध स्तुति दैन्य करे कहे निज पूर्व दुर्मति. He is actually cursing himself for being a Mayavadi.
When he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhattacharya fell down flat to offer him respects. After offering various prayers to him, he spoke of his previous bad disposition with great humility.
Yeah. Actually, this is something that Prabhupada writes in one of his purports about. A devotee should always think about his life prior to coming to Krishna consciousness. And he should always regret and repent. What a fool I was. And how my special master brought me out of my darkest of ignorance. And he has put me in the association of Vaishnavas, and he has also offered me the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti practices, after taking to which, you know, my life took a new turn, a positive turn, and I could make so much, you know, progress in Krishna consciousness in this life by his mercy. So one should actually lament and regret about one's life prior to coming to Krishna consciousness and think about how I have wasted so much of my life. Hari Hari, in that song we hear, na? Vifale janam gavaino manushya janama paya Radha Krishna na bhajiya janiya shuniya visha. Kainu.
Deliberately I have been eating poison, foolishly. And in this way, I attained a human body, but I did not use it. So this kind of regret and repentance is very valuable for one to give up one's false pride and attain a very humble and meek disposition, which is very favorable for advancing in Krishna consciousness. So Bhattacharya is feeling like that now.
Bhakti sadhana srestha shunite hailamana.
ప్రభు ఉపదేశ కైల నామ సంకీర్తన. We see such a repentance in Madhai also. Huh? Actually, Madhai, after attaining love for God, he came to meet Nityananda Prabhu. You know, he cried to Nityananda Prabhu and said, "What a fool I was! Lord Chaitanya is merciful. You are even more merciful. Huh? And I took a pot and hit you on the head without knowing your exalted position. You are the Adi Guru. Huh? You are the Guru Tattva, huh? Original Guru, and I hit you with a pot." Huh? So, I will never be forgiven. But then Nityananda Prabhu pacified him, saying that you already attained love of God by Mahaprabhu's mercy. Don't worry about it. Forget it. But he couldn't forget it. It was very painful. Nityananda Prabhu thought, in order to help him, you know, because when somebody is feeling a great repentance and great pain in the heart, to mitigate that pain, Nityananda Prabhu thought, if I give him some service to Vaishnavas, that will probably heal the wound which is feeling. Because that wound in the heart is actually an indicative of his advancement also. Correct, no? If one does not feel such repentance and regret for having committed a terrible offense, mahadaprad, one doesn't feel that means one's heart is very hard-hearted. Correct, no? Yeah, when one is very hard-hearted, one is unable to even repent. Like somebody may ask, you know, why should I repent? Like somebody, one brahmachari was giving a whole lecture on repentance. Somewhere, almost 1.5 hours lecture he completed. And one lady had come, newly arrived lady to the temple. Probably, she's standing 1 or 2 rounds, I think. So, then at the end, when the question answer session came, she asked, "Repent? Repent for what?" She was asking, "For what should I repent? You know, I am a pious lady. You know, I go to different temples of Lord. You know, I always do charitable work to all the people. And I have been always a good person throughout. I have never thought anything ill for others. So, repent for what?" She was asking. So, I understood that she is very new now to devotional service. So, in the beginning, it appears that we are very pious, we are very good-natured, we are doing so much good. That actually shows of a neophyte position, where we tend to focus only on our good side of our personality, where, you know, we think I am all good. That kind of feeling comes. So therefore we need actually to get some insight from the scriptures on being able to see the other side of our personality with which we have hurt other Vaishnavas. By our speech, by our behavior, by our selfishness, by our carelessness, by our inattentiveness, by our judgmental nature, putting ourselves first and others next, by proudly considering myself to be better than others and things like that. So, actually, if somebody says, "Prabhu, I don't feel I did anything like that," then the best way to know is there are many Vaishnavas who give us feedback also. How many of you feel that somebody indirectly, subtly or hinted to you some feedback? Subtly, cannot be grossly. Correct? Now, we get feedback. So, we get peer feedback. We get superior feedback, you know, from managers, from, you know, mentors, or from equal friends also. And sometimes very new people, young people, they directly also give because they are very innocent. That's an advantage. you know, they directly also tell us, some of them, because once they become mature in Krishna consciousness, they may become very soft and they may behave with you very nicely. But when they are in a rough position, it's an advantage sometimes. They are crude and straightforward, they may tell us. So those things give us a clue where we need to repent about. Yeah. We may not even know our deficiencies. But if we know the deficiencies, then we can repent. Correct, no? So therefore, it's very helpful for one to be able to look back. Narottamudas Thakur is repenting that I got a human body and I have not taken Krishna consciousness seriously. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in another song, "Amara jivan sada pape rata nahi ko punya ralesha pare re udvega diya chiye ko to diya chi jive raklesha." So in that whole song, he is talking about a typical conditioned soul what all possible behaviors he can show. So he's saying, Himsa Garva Vibhushana. He's saying, what are the two earrings I'm wearing? Himsa and Garva. That means I'm proud about myself and I do Himsa for others. Like that he's saying. What we think about ourselves and what we think about others. So, in this way, when one gets some help from others to know, or the self-feedback, peer feedback, superior feedback. All the three are available for us. By this we can know our deficiencies and where we need to work on. And knowing our deficiencies can greatly help us to become humble and reduce our expectations from others. That's another advantage. Because sometimes we don't know what damage I am causing or what behaviors I am showing. So we have huge expectations from others. Correct, no? But then when we know our own deficiencies, like I have a carbon black on my nose, I can't see. Somebody gives me a mirror. Say, oh, that's, and I have to clean this. Because I can't see it on my nose. So in this way, somebody helps us to repent. Actually he's our friend. Somebody helps us to repent. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually helped Bhattacharya to see himself and understand that I have been a Mayavadi, I have been offering bogus arguments, I have been stuck in this like a Shushka Vairagi or a dry renunciate. I never have executed devotion service to Lord Krishna, and Jagannath is Sakshat Krishna, and not only just Krishna, he is ecstatic Krishna. He is Krishna feeling separation from Vrajavasis. You know, the most wonderful deity appreciated by Lord Chaitanya, and Mahaprabhu loved Jagannath so much, he stayed there only 18 years experiencing Vipralamba to get the opportunity to see that personality in that form of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. Now Bhattacharya is coming to his senses. My Lord, the dham in which I am staying is Vipralamba dham, and I have been a Mayavadi, completely dull to understanding of his personality. So, and I have been cheated in my life as a Mayavadi. Now I am waking up now. So he felt that. Read it.
Then the Bhattacharya asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which item is the most important in the execution of devotional service? The Lord replied that the most important item was the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
Yeah. So that's what he's saying here, if you see. Bhakti sadhana sreshta shunite hailamana prabhu upadesha kaila nama sankirtana. Antropa says about Navida Bhakti. And then he's saying, all the Navida Bhakti is elaborating on each of them. And then Nectar Devotion expands this to 64 items. Then amongst all of them, what is the most important one? Nama Sankirtan. Similarly, there is another verse, you know. Bhajane Ramadhyya Sreshta Navavidha Bhakti Krishna Prema Krishna Dite Dhare Mahashakti Taramadhyya Sarva Sreshta Nama Sankirtan. Says, Niraparada Nama Loyale Pabe Premadan Krishna Prema Vinavyarta Daridra Jeevan Dasukori Vetan More Deya Premadan. He's saying, three verses, beautiful verses. He's saying, amongst all the bhajan, what is the best type of bhajan? Navavidha Bhakti. Amongst Navavidha Bhakti, Navavidha Bhakti is capable of giving you Krishna Prema Krishna Dite Dhare Mahashakti. It can give you Krishna Prema. And with Krishna Prem, you keep on loving and serving Krishna, it gives you Krishna finally. You get Krishna only. Krishna Prema, Krishna Dite, Dhare Mahashakti. And Taramadhyaya Sarva Sreshta. And if you ask, amongst the Navavidha Bhakti, can you tell me one? Which is the one? Nama Sankirtan is saying. And how the Nama Sankirtan should be done? Niraparada Nama Loile, Pabe Prema Dan. If you want to attain the wealth of Prema to Krishna, say Niraparada Nama Loile. One has to avoid those 10 offenses. And then he says, somebody may say, oh, that's a very difficult thing to do. You know, better I just go on with my life. I may not be able to chant inoffensively. Then he's saying, Krishna Prema Vina Vyartha Daridra Jeevan. If you don't have that wealth of Krishna Prema, you are the most poverty stricken fellow in the world and your life is a waste, he's saying. Krishna Prema Vina Vyartha Daridra Jeevan. Therefore, I am asking, my Lord, I will chant your whole name, Dasukori Vetan More Deya Prema Dan. I am rendering service to you and the vetan I want. What is the vetan I want? Krishna Prem. Nothing else. Nothing short of, I don't want even moksha once also. no bhakti, bhakti vancha, moksha vancha, nothing. I just want Krishna prem. Because why I want Krishna prem? To serve you lovingly. I don't want to do grudging devotion service. I want to do loving devotion service. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Hare Nama iva kevalam. Kalau nastyeva, nastyeva. Nastyeva gataranyatha. Yeah?
In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way.
Yeah. So, Prabhupada is quoting that Mahamantra. And one point the Prabhupada is making here, by chanting the Mahamantra, we can rid ourselves of bodily conception of life and become eligible to engage in Lord's devotion service. Then here he is saying very important point. Read this one.
One cannot engage in the devotional service of the Lord without being purified of all contamination.
Then how are we engaging, we may ask. Actually, right now we are engaging in devotion service to some degree, but actually, the more we become purified, sarva upadhi, enamuktam tatparatvena nirmalam, and then comes Rishikena. Engaging purified senses in Krishna's service is called pure devotion service. But right now our senses are not yet purified. Therefore, it becomes very challenging sometimes for us, devotion service, because we are not yet fully pure. So he says that therefore, there's one more verse also. Ikhayasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira kilas vyavastasu jivan mukta sarchite. So jivan mukta is a person who by body, mind and words he is relieved of all contamination and is engaged in Krishna service. Therefore he is quoting Yashanta Antakatham Bapam, is quoting, put a full stop to sins and engage in spiritual pious activity, which is bhakti sukriti, which is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting holy name like that. Read that sometimes.
Sometimes people are surprised to see young men and women take so seriously to the Krishna consciousness movement. By giving up sinful activity, that is illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, and strictly following the injunctions given by the spiritual master, they have become purified of all contamination. They can therefore fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord.
Yeah. In this age?
In this age of Kali, Hari Kirtan is very, very important. The importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord is stated in the following verses.
These are all very famous verses, you know. Kaler Doshani De Rajan Asti Hekan Mahan Gunan Kirtanateva Krishna Simukta Sangha Parambraje Kateya Dhyayata Visham. So, for the four ages, Satya Taita Dwapara Kali. So, Prabhupada is quoting these things in the purport, yeah. Yehi Shlokera Artha Shunaila Kariya Vistara Shuni Bhata Charya Mane Haila Chamatkara. Yeah.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very elaborately explained the Harir Nama verse of the Brihan Naradiya Puran, and Sarabhava Bhattacharya was struck with wonder to hear his explanation.
Gopinatha Charya Balayame Purve Ekahila Shuna Bhattacharya Tomara Sayita Haila. Yeah.
Gopinatha Acharya reminded Sarabhava Bhattacharya, my dear Bhattacharya, what I foretold to you has now taken place.
What is that? He's going to say. Yeah. Say then, read it, Papa.
Previously, Gopinatha Acharya had informed Sarabhava Bhattacharya that when he would be blessed by the Lord, he would thoroughly understand the transcendental process of devotional service.
Haila Chamatkar. Now the Chamatkar happened. Because he has got the mercy now. Because without the mercy, these verses were, you know, irrelevant for him before. Now they are making relevance. He was telling, one sannyasi was telling, one Russian devotee came to Mayapur. First time he came to Mayapur. So, of course he wanted to go to temple hall for the Bhagavatam class or something like that. So, when he was passing on the road, suddenly he felt pressure for passing water, you know. So, He was looking around whom to ask and where to pass. You can't pass by the side of the road in Mayapur Dam. And then find. So there was one that Sulabha Shauchalaya type of places there. You know, one board is put up. So there was one Bengali devotee coming in the opposite side. So this devotee ran to him and said, Prabhuji, Prabhuji, you know, he was going and he was wondering what is he saying. You know. Yeah. And then that fellow showed the board, but everything was written in Bengali. Sometimes it's written like that. So then he showed him the place he ran in afterwards. So this devotee told that Maharaj, that Maharaj, I am here for more than a week. He's a new devotee who has come first time to Mayapur. But this board was not relevant to me before. Now when the pressure came, that board became relevant now. Because the devotee showed him, after seeing that board, there is a simple kind of thing where it shows that here you can go for one or two or something like that. So he saw that board, immediately that board became relevant. Although he was passing in the same road for the last 1 week, it was not relevant. So similarly, many people tell me that here is ISKCON temple in the corner of this MG road. You know, many have gone through this road and they have seen the board also. It made no relevance to them. But later on, somebody gave them a book of Prabhupada, they read and they got awakened. They thrilled. Then they wanted to know, where is it in Pune? Then they heard it's an end of MG road. Then they came here, saw the board and they were wondering. Like one gentleman was standing outside one of the days when I was leaving, when I was going out. He asked, Swamiji, to go inside, do I have to be a member or I am allowed inside? I said, what are you talking? If you have interest, you are a member. Come. That's all you need. Then I brought him in and then he took darshan. He had read the Prabhupada's book. You know, immediately he took mala and started chanting. Immediately everything became relevant. He said, in this way, last 40 years I am going, he said. This is an elderly man. He was going, it was not relevant. So, for Bhattacharya also, it's not that he was not aware of this verse before. He was aware, but he was not a devotee that time. So, not being a devotee, this verse didn't make any big difference to him. Now that he has become a devotee, Haila Chamatkar. It became very relevant to him. So, I read the purport. Yeah.
This prediction was now fulfilled. The Bhattacharya was fully converted to the cult of Vaishnavism and he was following the principles automatically without being pressured. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is therefore said, Shalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayad. Simply by performing a little devotional service, one can escape the greatest danger. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya.
Your purpose is the greatest danger is, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya had been in the greatest danger because he had adhered to the Mayavad philosophy. Correct, no? See, there Prabhupada writes, what is trayate mahato bhayat? To fall down to animal body. Correct, no? Here, how nicely Prabhupada is applying it. Because Mayavada hoyala shunilo, hoy sarvanash, he says. No? So, it's a very great danger. So, Krishna saved him from mahato bhayat, he's saying. So, what is mahato bhayat here? Mayavada.
Yeah. Somehow or other.
Actually, we can understand Prabhupada's heart because he is a Vaishnava devotee and he is from Bengal and he knows, he said from Bengal there were people who have spreaded Mayavad across India and other parts of the world. So, he has seen people who become completely closed like iron curtain, you know, not ready to bow down before the deities and not accepting the Bhakti Yoga as the life and soul. Many people have been misled by Mayavada and Prabhupada has seen, therefore he can understand the danger of Mayavad. To the degree we are not aware of the effect of Mayavad, we may be thinking why Prabhupada should take it so seriously. Therefore, he is comparing Mayavad to Mahato Bhayad here. Greatest type of fear for the living entity. Because if the living entity by mistake makes a wrong decision to follow Mayavad and he ends up in Brahma Jyoti, he loses the opportunity for serving Krishna. There is no greater loss. Vinamat Sevanam Jana. What is that verse? Sarokya Samipya Sarashti. Even if you give these five type of muktis, Vaishnavas will not accept. When vinamat sevanam jana, if seva is not there, useless. Actually, if Lord tells, would you like to come to Vaikuntha? First thing devotee will ask, will there be seva for me there? Seva is not there, better I remain here in Pune, render service to the deities. Better, because he is more concerned about what? Seva, serving the Lord. Not just going in spiritual world and relaxing in an easy chair. That's not our goal, yes? Loving devotional service. That's the goal of a devotee. Ultimate attainment. Yes.
Prabhu, in our reading session, we had one question. We had written also. Regarding Prabhupada also at one of the places where devotee does not want a mukti. And the one sloka says, the Lord will give very easily the mukti, but not love of God.
Muktim dadati karichitsma nabhakti yogam.
Yeah.
Correct.
So then we had discussion that love God is very rare, it's sudurlabha, that's that understandable. But mukti is giving, means he is giving this four kind of mukti. Fifth, correct, we don't accept.
Correct.
So if somebody is going there in the Vaikuntha, Samipya, Sastri, sir, so without bhakti, how can one go there? So how it is easily given? I want to ask.
Oh, right. Actually, even the moksha, Lord can give moksha also, which is also called mukti in some places. Correct. Now, somebody wants liberation. Which is considered the topmost attainment for Mayavadis, impersonalists, Buddhists, by all of them. Basically, liberation from material world. That's what they call as mukti. Correct, no? Some places they use the word mukti, some places they use the word moksha. Like that they say. But in Bhagavatam, definition of mukti is what you are saying, which is mukti hitva anyatha rupam swarupyana vyavasthiti. That is Bhagavatam. Therefore, when Bhattacharya saw the word mukti, he immediately connected it to which mukti? Moksha. Liberation. Therefore, he didn't like the word. Because, mukti nath, they say, no? So, you ask them, what is the mukti you are talking about? Impersonal mukti, they will talk about. So, in that impersonal mukti, there is no seva. Correct, no? So, devotee says that, oh, because there is no service, I don't want that. And mukti can be given only by Lord Hari. Harim vina mrityumna taranti. Another verse says, Mukti Pradata Sarvesham Vishnur Yevana Samshayaha. Lord Vishnu alone can give Mukti, nobody else can give. Now, even though he can give Mukti, if that Mukti is impersonal Mukti, I don't want. Hanuman also says in one verse. In one verse he says, my dear Lord, if somebody is ready to give me Mukti, and there is no seva for you in that Mukti, you know, I want only that liberation where you will be my Swami and I will be your servant. And I will eternally serve you. You give me that type of position. Like that Hanuman is also praying to Ram. Anybody knows the verse, you can find out. That very famous verse. That means when Krishna says, Muktim Dadati Karichisma, that is moksha only. Because in these four type of muktis, naturally there is some service. But let us assume, the Lord says, a devotee that you have done lot of service for me on earth. You take one of the four muktis, but you relax. Will devotee accept? That is the point. Even if Lord gives relaxation, the devotee says that my relaxation is in your seva only. Correct, no? You had a point? Okay. So, in this way, somehow or other he came into contact with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became a perfect devotee. In this way he was saved from the great fall down of impersonalism. But Acharya kahe tare kari namaskare tomare sambandhe prabhu kripa kailamore.
Offering his obeisances to Gopinatha Acharya, the Bhattacharya said, because I am related to you and you are a devotee, by your mercy the Lord has shown mercy to me.
This is a very amazing quality of Bhattacharya. After he became a Vaishnava, the way he became humble, he glorified Lord Chaitanya, he glorified Gopinatha Acharya. So, it's his great good fortune. How such an amazing heart transformation has happened in him, by Mahaprabhu's association.
Tumi Mahabhagavata Amitarka Andhe Prabhu Kripa Kailamore Tomara Sambandhe.
You are a Mahabhagavata devotee and I am a logician, dry logician, who is always arguing and blind. But because I had sambandha with you as a brother-in-law, because of that Mahaprabhu delivered me, because of that sambandha. He is understanding correctly. Actually, Mahaprabhu exactly delivered Bhattacharya because he was very close relative of Gopinatha Acharya. And Mahaprabhu does it in many, many cases. When he went to Srivasa's house, Mahaprabhu said, everybody in Srivasa's home is very dear to me. He delivered on Muslim tailor, who was stitching clothes for Srivasa Thakur's family. he delivered that Dukhi also, made her Sukhi. Like that people, everybody connected to Shiva's got delivered only for one reason, they were connected to Shiva's, that's all. Similarly, here he says, my sambandha with you, you know, helped me. That means anybody connected to devotee is very fortunate.
Vinaya shuni tushtye prabhu kaila alingana. Kahila yaya karaha Ishwara darshana.
Go and take darshan now, he is saying. So that he will not praise Mahaprabhu too much. Mahaprabhu cannot take too much glorification about himself. So Mahaprabhu was very pleased with his humble statement. And he embraced Bhattacharya and told him, now you go and take darshan of Jagannath.
Jagadananda damodara duyi sangelaya. Gare aila Bhattacharya Jagannath dekhiya.
So after visiting Jagannath temple, Bhattacharya returned home with Jagadananda and Damodar.
Uttama uttama prasada bahuta anila. Nija viprahate duyi jana sange dila.
The Bhattacharya brought large quantities of excellent food remnants blessed by Lord Jagannath. All this prasadam was given to his own Brahmana servant along with Jagadananda and Damodar.
Nija krita duyi shloka likhiya talapate. Prabhu ke diha bali dila Jagadananda hate.
Saram Bhattacharya then composed two verses on the leaf of a palm tree. Giving the palm leaf to Jagadananda Prabhu, the Bhattacharya requested him to deliver it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Prabhu stane aila dohe prasada patrilaya. Mukunda datta patri nilatara hate paya.
Jagadananda and Damodar then returned to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bringing him both the prasadam and the palm leaf on which the verses were composed. Mukunda Datta took the palm leaf from the hands of Jagadananda before he could deliver it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Smart Vaishnava, because he noted down the verses. He knows that Mahaprabhu will tear it and throw it, because it is in glorification of Mahaprabhu. See how intelligent Vaishnava sir. Jai Krishna Bhaje. This is the meaning of Bhattacharya. Very intelligent. So he knew that he must have read the verse and understood. Oh, amazing glorification Bhattacharya has done. See, Bhattacharya is going to take Jagannath darshan, but his whole heart is where? Chidamapu. He not only purchased prasad and then he is sending it to Mahaprabhu for Mahaprabhu to eat prasad. He is also making two leaves in his glorification and sending it. Amazing, no?
Doi shloka bahira bhite likhiya rakhila. Tabe Jagadananda patri prabhu kelaya adila.
Both stories wrote on the wall and kept it. Yeah. And then gave it to Jagadananda.
Prabhu shloka padi patra chindiya felila. Vitya deki bhakta sava shloka kante khaila.
He read it.
As soon
by the
as
time all devotees had memorized the shloka already. Yeah.
As soon as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the two verses, he immediately tore up the palm leaf. However, all the devotees read these verses on the outside wall and they all kept them within their hearts. The verses read as follows.
Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. Shikshartam eka purusha puranaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari. Vipambudhir yas
Priyastamaham Prapadye. Carried translation.
Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who teaches real knowledge, his devotional service and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet.
Beautiful verse. This is included in the Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak by Kavikarnapur. It's included there, yeah. Kalan nashtam bhakti yogam nijam yah. Pradushkartum Krishna Chaitanya Nama. Avirbhutastasya padaravinde. Gadham gadham liyatam chitta bringah. Yeah.
Let my consciousness, which is like a honey bee, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has just now appeared as Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to teach the ancient system of devotional service to himself. This system had almost been lost due to the influence of time.
Purport? As Lord Krishna saying, Yada Yada Dharma Se saying, and then below, this is also the case with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, and he's a disguised incarnation. Remember that? Channavatar, isn't it? Although his appearance is confirmed in Bhagavatam, Mahabharata and Vedic scriptures, okay? So here, this is just, you can read this one.
He appeared in order to teach the fallen souls in this material world. For in this age of Kali, almost everyone has become attached to fruitive and ritualistic activities and mental speculation. Consequently, there was a great need to revive the system of devotional service. The Lord Himself personally came down, disguised as a devotee, so that the fallen populace might take advantage of the Lord's example.
Yeah. So, Jnana Karma Adi, Anavrtam, you say, no? So, Mahaprabhu came to teach especially this, that don't mix your devotion service with Karma and Jnana. Jnana is actually monistic knowledge of Ishwara Jiva Aikya Jnana, which is the most central thing for the Mayavadis. And similarly, the karma, the ritualistic activities are explained, that we should not allow our ritualistic tendencies to cover our devotional service. For example, if you have more faith in astrology than in Krishna consciousness, then astrology can cover our devotional service, because it makes you believe your own destiny and not have faith in Krishna's shelter. So it's very risky, it is. Some people ask, then why do you, some brahmacharis see the astrology, whether they should continue or not and everything. Actually, sometimes some of the mathas, they use the astrology at the time of giving sannyas or something like that. Sannyas is a very serious thing, correct? No? Because sannyas means there's no turning back at all. So they, like Madhva, Sampradaya and all, they do that. Otherwise, if imagine if a brahmachari checks his astrology and astrology says he's going to marry, then he may lose his confidence, isn't it? So then what happens? Why he loses confidence? That means he has taken shelter of which one? Astrology or Krishna? Yeah. So, in this way, this is the meaning of astrology covering his Krishna consciousness. Correct, no? And similarly, we can also have ritualistic performances cover our devotion service. Like somebody comes and asks, Prabhuji, somebody is saying if I do Chandi Chamundi Puja, you know, for such and such things, you know, one graha dosh is there that will be removed. If I do the Chandi Chamundi Puja, can I do it? So then you have faith in demigods or you have faith in Krishna. So you have the choice. If one is putting more faith in the demigods, then that is also something which strips our shelter of Krishna. Correct now? Yes. Give the mic to him.
Actually, congregation devotee, Prabhuji, what he had some problem in his life. So somebody suggested him to do some Lakshmi Puja. So he did it. So of course I was thinking because Lakshmi also is a like, you know, like a Smajaradhani, Lakshmi is like that. So this kind of thing, whether because it doesn't mean that she's a like demigoddess, but she's a...
Actually, Lakshmi also has two roles, like Lord Shiva has dual role. For example, in case Lakshmi Puja is done exclusively for Lakshmi without informing Narayana completely, there is no involvement of Narayana at all. It is not very good. But if Lakshmi Narayan, both are worshipped.
So that becomes their fruitive activity. Then,
no, even Satyanarayan Puja people do. That is also more like fruitive activity only. It's fruitive activity, but it is better than worshipping some demigods. But also, if they are, the goal is very important. Why are they doing what they are doing? For example, if they are doing Lakshmi Narayan Puja also for some particular material goal to be attained, then it becomes mixed devotion. It is not pure devotional service. Somebody may say, okay, it's mixed devotion, I don't mind it. See, there are three levels. Demigod worship, mixed devotion to Purushottama, Supreme Lord, and pure devotion. So, if somebody is little bit demoted to this, it may be alright, but you demote to this,
okay.
Yeah, it's very bad. And also, if somebody is suffering from ghosts and all these problems and all, you know, if they go to Vaishnava astrologers, they will give them three personalities, Narasimha, Sudarshan, and Anantashesh. Mantras are available. So, they should limit themselves within this. Because all are powerful servants of the Lord. I mean, Anantashesh is a powerful servant of the Lord. Lord Narasimha is a very powerful personality protector. Correct, no? Similarly, Sudarshan, very powerful personality protector of Ambarish. Correct, no? And there are mantras available for this. And one, in case one feels that I need additional support other than my chanting Hare Krishna, then these are given for them, those who feel that they need that type of support. Therefore, once His Grace Janani Mahas Prabhu was telling one devotee who wanted to wear this, Narasimha Kavach. He said, hey Prabhu, you are already initiated, you don't need that. You can take, if you want to buy, you take it for your other new relatives who are not yet initiated, he said. But he said, Prabhuji, but Narasimha Dev will protect me. He said, Narasimha is already protecting you, are already initiated. He said, and he is already very confident, who? Janani Prabhu. Even without putting this, is protecting you because your guru, you are under Vaishnava guru and Narasimha Dev is always with your guru. Huh? It's not that you are not protected, always protected. But those who are new people, if they get Narasimha Dayat or something, they keep it and then they are protected in, inauspicious circumstances and everything. Then they gradually advance in devotional service. Like that it is the same way, this worship of Anantashesh, Sudarshan, Narasimha, these are all done by people who actually want to be Vaishnavas and they want additional protection. But actually once our faith level has increased, we will be coming to the platform where Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Hai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so convinced, he just told, you take the Bhagavatam and just read it. Correct, no? And the Vetal which came, and the Vetal saw this fellow is reading Bhagavatam, what he did? He took a U-turn and went and attacked the fellow who sent him. Correct, no? Although this Vishwaksen caused a fever to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his daughter and all that, finally what happened to him? He died. He passed away. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had full faith that Krishna will protect me. Correct, no? So we should not allow the ritualism to... Another example, the Yajnik Brahmanas also became caught up in ritualistic performances of Vedic chant. And they were more fascinated by the Vedic chant than natural, simple devotional service to Sri Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada Sanyas time, Prabhupada was telling the Vaishnavas to sing Hare Krishna, correct, no? As well as in Krishna Balaram temple opening. So somebody asked Prabhupada, then why did you call all these Vedic Brahmanas to chant? He said, otherwise temple opening, Pranapadishtha time, if you don't call these Brahmanas, the sometimes local public is annoyed. What is this? They are installing a deity, Pranapadishtha, and there is no Vedic chant and yajna and all that. Okay, for them, you have this fire sacrifice yajna, but for Vaishnavas, there is Sankirtan yajna. That's good enough. Prabhupada was convinced about it, in both occasions like that. Similarly, many of Brahmachari's parents, we may have Shraddha Day, for example. So, Shraddha Day, they may sometimes sponsor the Brahman Bhojan or something like that. And in the home, they do Sankirtan. And that is perfect. I heard that this Muralidhar Prabhu in Bombay, he goes to many homes to do many kind of yajnas and everything. But for himself, when he wanted to have some griha pravesh or something. He called many brahmacharis and congregation and he did loud kirtan, many hours of kirtan. And people are surprised, he does for so many people. And for himself, he does only mainly the kirtan. And some small puja where he sprinkled the water all over the house, some puja for them. That's all he did. Otherwise, sometimes we think we are more fascinated by the high sounding words, yamimam pushpitam vacham. Prabhadanti avipashchiraha, he says, no? Vedavadarta apartha, anada siti vadana. So, too much oriented towards ritualism, same way with jnana, for example, if somebody has, you know, more faith in intellectual approach of a person than the simple devotion, no? Like South Indian Raman appeared like a simple man, no? On the other hand, there are many people who are intellectually very accomplished and advanced in Sanskrit knowledge and everything. You can see Ramakrishna Sutta was so accomplished in Sanskrit knowledge, big scholar. But you know, he was asar. He was not accepted by the Adi Guru Balaramji. Correct, no? So therefore, he says that, you know, the jnana, we should not... One of the problems with intellectual pursuit is, it can dampen our devotion. Just like sprinkling water in the firewood. Like that. Like, you know, Prabhupada's sentences are short sentences and very punching sentences in his books. So when you read them, they just punch the wrong anarthas in our heart and throw them out. And then it just, devotion blossoms in our heart. But sometimes we are intellectually titillating statements you read. They may satisfy the intellect, but they don't appeal to the awakening of the soul. So we have to be very careful. But here, especially the jnana part that is explaining is not about the bhakti literatures giving vast knowledge. Like, you know, if it is Acharya's Tika and everything, they are all very pure. Correct, no? But we are especially talking here about the monistic knowledge. Yes.
And this continues. Regarding sometimes, there are some devotees, they ask some guidance. Regarding there is some problem in home. We understand they are not so pakka.
I immediately direct them to Anantwala Prabhu, Bangalore.
So is it okay, miss, if we can tell them, okay, you can do this. If they are not pakka, their father, mother are not so pakka. So it is not an offense for
mom. We guide them to astrologer. And Anantwala Prabhu is a Vaishnava astrologer. So in fact, if they are not chanting, he will make them start chanting Hare Krishna also. He gives them Hare Krishna and he gives them generally this Ananta Shesh, Sudarshan and Narsimha. These are the ones he gives to people. That's wonderful, Vaishnava astrologers. You can guide. Many people write to me, probably some ghost is attacking, some Devi is coming and all that. Immediately I have an email ready. Put his email and direct them. Go there. You know, he is a professional astrologer and a devotee also. Pay some charges and take some guidance from him. You know, we can give you Hare Krishna if you want. Otherwise, these kind of things, the astrologers will solve for you. Yes, that's true.
And this, actually, this Anantavala Prabhu has come up recently as a astrologer, but previously,
Shyam Sundar Prabhu in Bangalore.
So, we were not knowing that. We were hearing this lecture series of Balaram Chaitya Prabhu on Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. So in that, there's a semblance of devotion, that portion comes, Shraddha Bhas. So there he was explaining certain concepts and that question came up there also about astrology. Should devotees go to astrologer and there. So he was telling, because Adi Keshav Prabhu has now shifted to GV, he was telling that he asked Adi Keshav Prabhu, you were counseling Grihasthas for years now. And, you know, Maharaj, you are in touch with him. So, how many times, you know, Maharaj has recommended that, okay, you can go and check with astrologer. So, Adi Keshav Prabhu told zero. He is like very strong and he was just telling that devotees should be completely Krishnaika Sharanam. Devotees who are Vaishnavas, as you are telling, they really have to be, you know, focused on the basics of, you know, the roots should be very, very clear. More the things.
And also what happens, different astrologers, different opinions.
Yeah.
You exactly don't know.
It's very confusing for the community of Vaishnavas. So Maharaj was putting this point that every, the Vaishnava community should assess the other Vaishnavas for whatever problems they're facing. Mm. They should not go to some astrologer and take some hopes from there. Otherwise,
At the same time, for example, if somebody is extremely affected mentally by some ghost and all these things, you know, they, like, just like Maharaj was giving an example, that if somebody's car has a problem, he's a Vaishnava devotee driving a car, now you ask him to go to garage and get it repaired, and you don't say, just stand Hare Krishna, car will become alright. We don't say that. Okay, go and repair it in the garage, and then go ahead to the temple. We say like that. Same way Maharaj said, psychiatrists sometimes have to be taken help by some people who have extreme mental problems like schizophrenia and things like that, you know. And if you tell them to chant Hare Krishna and become alright, they tried it, but they are not able to come out. So they are just like body is sometimes damaged by some accident. Then you go to a doctor. Same way mind is damaged for some people. Then you tell them, okay, take psychiatric help or whatever, and then they proceed. Same way, some people repeatedly write letters asking, can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? Okay, go to astrologer. And while guiding to astrologer, which astrologer is best astrologer? Vaishnava astrologer. Because Vaishnava astrologer will give them holy name also. And he will, like Sanatana Goswami, you know. This fellow went to Sanatana Goswami, who? That rich merchant. Who was a Shiva devotee. Correct, no? Because Shiva only told him, no? You go to, see how intelligent Shiva is. He guided him to Vaishnava. And then he got the Parasmani. And then he threw it away and then got the Mahamantra. So if somebody is going to a Vaishnava devotee, there is a likelihood that very soon he will become follower of pure devotion service. Correct? Yeah. So here Prabhupada is saying about Krishna has advised complete surrender to him. That's what he is saying here. Unfortunately, people are so fallen. Read that third line.
Unfortunately, people are so fallen that they cannot accept the instructions of Lord Krishna. Therefore, Krishna returned with the same mission, but he executed it in a different way. As Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he ordered us to surrender unto himself. But as Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us how to surrender to Krishna.
Krishna says, surrender. Mahaprabhu says, how to surrender. Yeah. Because he himself surrendered and taught how a devotee should behave. Therefore, he is praised as Namo Mahavadanyaya. Most magnanimous. The purpose is, Krishna is certainly Supreme Lord, but he is not as magnanimous as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. He simply gave orders, man manabha mad bhakto. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the process of Krishna consciousness. If one wants to become a devotee, he must first take shelter of lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following in the footsteps of Swarupa Bhattacharya. See, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is different from Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna plus Radharani, because he is carrying the Mahabhava. So Radharani's special merciful nature, compassionate nature is added to Krishna. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, he is teaching this Kevala Ananda Kanda, you know. So combined with Radharani, therefore he becomes more merciful, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ye ido yeshloka bhakta kante ratnahara sarva bhomera kirti ghoshe Dakavadyakara. Yeah.
These two verses composed by Swarupa Bhattacharya will always declare his name and fame as loudly as a pounding drum for
Dakka.
For they have become pearl necklaces around the necks of all the devotees.
Haribo. Sarvava Mahaila Prabhura Bhakta Ekatana. Mahaprabhura Seva Vina Nahi Janayana.
Indeed, Swarupa Bhattacharya became an unalloyed devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not know anything but the service of the Lord.
Amazing. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shachi Suta Guna Dhamma. Yehi dhyana, yehi japa, laya, yehi nama.
The Bhattacharya always chanted the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, son of Mother Shachi, and reservoir of all good qualities. Indeed, chanting the holy names became his meditation.
Yeah. So, after this, the 259 onwards, that Mukti Pade, Bhakti Pade, that pastime starts now. Which one? He wrote that also, yeah, correct. Yeah, he wrote such a sermon also, yeah. ఏకదిన సర్వమ ప్రభు ఆగ్యాయలా నమస్కార కరి శ్లోక పడితే లాగిలా ఒండే శ్రవణ భట్టాచార్య కేమ్ టు మీట్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య అండ్ దెన్ హీ రీడ్ అవుట్ వన్ శ్లోక ఫ్రమ్ ద భాగవతం భాగవతేర బ్రహ్మస్తవేర శ్లోక పడిలా ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మవిమోహన్ లీలా ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ హీ టుక్ వన్ శ్లోక శ్లోక శేష దుయి అక్షర పాఠ ఫిరాయిలా టూ వర్డ్స్ ఈ చేంజ్ రేట్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ రెడ్ దట్ వర్స్ ఫేమస్ వర్స్ తత్తేను కంపాం సుసమీక్షమాణో ఎవరూ పుంజాన ఏవాత్మకృతం విపాకం కృత్వాత్మ పూర్వేర్భిదన్ నమస్తే జీవేత యో భక్తి పదే సదాయ భాక్ ఇట్ మీన్ ముక్తి పదే ఇట్ మీన్ భక్తి పదే లైక్ దట్ ఇస్ రెడ్ రీడ్ ఇట్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్
ది భట్టాచార్య రిసైటెడ్ వన్ హూ సీక్స్ యువర్ కంపాషన్ అండ్ దస్ టాలరేట్స్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ అడ్వర్స్ కండిషన్స్ డ్యూ టు ద కర్మ ఆఫ్ హిస్ పాస్ డీడ్స్ who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, words and body, and who always offers obeisances unto you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for becoming your unalloyed devotee.
See, the bhakti has become so strongly situated in his heart now that he made the Mukti Pade into Bhakti Pade. Actually, I was reading when Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya for performing Shraddha of his father. So somebody may say, did he not perform Shraddha? He did Shraddha, but that is the time he got initiated by Ishwarapuri. So that example is quoted by His Holiness Dandadatta Swami in his book. And then he says that his bhakti was not covered by rituals. Rather, his bhakti was enhanced. So he used it as an opportunity in order to get initiated by Ishwarapuri, he says. So that he quotes as an example for performing ritual which does not cover bhakti. So in this way, if we can combine the, in case somebody has to perform ritual, it has to be combined with bhakti also. For example, many of you in your family, grandfather, grandmother, somebody passes. So if they ask you what is to be done, one of the things they definitely do is call a pandit and do some kind of 13-day event they do. Is it not true? But along with that, you can tell them to read like second chance book. Cover to cover. So whomever I told, they did that. Every day read a few pages. Before the 13th day comes, you should complete the whole book. So second chance. Because why second chance? Nobody can guess what, why? Yeah, second chance talks about close encounter with death. Our Ajamila. Plus, it talks about the glories of the holy name, spoken by Vishnu Dutas. And also, deliverance of Ajamila and Ajamila returning back to Vaikuntha. So it's a very beautiful book for people to read, especially, and then those who read it, they become devotees. They will start chanting also. All the relatives, 30-40 people come and stay sometimes. So in this way, they can do the rituals, but along with the rituals, they can combine it with devotional service. And in case they became devotee, that means the rituals did not cover their devotional service, bhakti. Correct, no? Yeah. Yeah, and then Prabhupada says the same thing. Instead of Mukti Pade, he read the Bhakti Pade. And then because of having developed the Shuddha Bhakti, Bhattacharya did not like the word Mukti Pade, which refers to impersonal Brahman future of the Lord. However, Prabhupada read that, however?
However, he was not authorized to change a word in Srimad Bhagavatam. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will explain, although the Bhattacharya changed the word in his devotional ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not approve of it.
Prabhupada clarifies it in the purport that, you know, anybody according to one's own choice, we cannot keep changing words, the scripture, because then it will become like interpolation. And it also, because the scripture should be preserved and should be repeated. For example, Vrindayai, Tulasi Devyai, Priyayai, Keshavasya, Vishnu Bhakti, Pradeya Devi, Satyavate Namo Namah. In this prayer, Keshava Priya is already there, that she is very dear to. Who is the Keshava? Krishna, yeah. And then Vishnu Bhakti, Pradeya Devi, Satyavate Namo Namah. Why? Because Bhakti in this world, even for Radha Krishna, is done in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. When we are doing Vaidhi, Sadhana Bhakti. Like Radha Kunjabihari, you know, you can relate with them in two ways. Either, he is my Swami, I am his servant. So that is like Lakshmi Narayan type of worship. Or, he is a covered boy, my friend, and I am one of the covered boys in Goloka. Or, I am also a Manjari or Gopi who is assisting Radharani, and then I am dressing both of them, Radha Krishna. That is another mood. So, the earlier mood I told you, Lakshmi Narayan mood, we should adopt when we are in Sadhana Deha. And in Siddha Deha, we should adopt the mood of, you know, that five rasas in Siddha Deha. So, now we are in which Deha now? So, which mood we have to adopt? Shism like Lakshmi Narayan. Otherwise, we can become offensive in dealing with them. And therefore, we say, Vindayai, Tulasi Devayai, Priyayai, Keshavasacha, Vishnu Bhakti. There are many devotees you say. Yeah, they think they are more advanced. Correct, no? Actually, once my spiritual master said, we should not change anything. But one devotee said, Prabhuji, I don't want to go to Vaikuntha, I want to go to Goloka. I said, okay, you want to go to Goloka, but Keshava Priya is there, no? He's already saying, Vindayai, Tulasi Devayai, Priyayai. Keshava Sacha is already there. But offering to that Keshava should be done as Vishnu Bhakti Pradeya Devi. Neither one should do. Similarly, I see some devotees also say this, you know, Prem se kahiye, some people say also. You seen that? You know, Prem se kahiye, what they say? Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Actually, Prem se kaho is a typical one. Actually, many times these kind of things are said to our mind. Like, you know, Yahara Prasade Bhai. Who is the Bhai? It is preaching to your own mind. Bajahure Mana Srinan. That the Mana is exclusively said also. So when you say Yahara Prasade Bhai, Ye Baba Tariya Jai. Hey, my dear mind, why are you so rebellious? Why don't you take shelter of this wonderful Acharya? And so in the same manner, Prem Se Kaho, you have to check whether it is for the mind or it is for others. Prem Se Kahiye means you are telling whom? Other people. But you think Prem Se Kaho, huh? Or I say, you know, Bhul Se Mat Kaho, you are saying. Correct, no? If it is for our own mind, then you have to say Prem Se Kahiye, my dear man. You should tell the mind as Kahiye or Kaho. Correct, no? But people change like this. They think sometimes they know better. And that is not allowed, Prabhupada is saying. Just to repeat what you have learnt. What Prabhupada says, Kahiye is a Kaho. And Kaho. Very simple. Why change it? Correct, no? So, Prabhupada said, what he said? Don't change. Don't add. Don't change. So many fellows have changed, yes? Braja Radha Krishna. It is there in the book, I think, correct? Oh, then we should say only Radha Krishna only. It is not there. If it is not sung, actually, sometimes they put in brackets. In some of the books you have seen, huh? In brackets it is put Braja, and then Radha Krishna like that. Similarly, Kiba Jaya. Any Bengali devotee knows what is Kiba? Kiba Jaya. See, yeah? The Kiba means see, yeah? Oh, right. And it is there in the book, so we repeat it. Yeah. He doesn't our correct. So we have to sing as it is only. We don't add anything to that. Even he was telling our Devikananda Prabhu was telling also. Yeah. Yeah. Actually Devikananda Prabhu is very strict about these things. He told us we just repeat whatever we have got in Parampara. So now it goes till see 259 to 286. And that is the end of chapter. So, we will finish it in the next class, this one. In the next class, it will get over. This section, this chapter will be over. And in case we want to have some discussion, we can do that also, okay? Shri Prabhupada ki, Bhakta Vrinda ki,
శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుకి, సర్వ భట్టాచార్యకి, గోపినాథాచార్యకి, జగన్నాథపురి ధామ్కి, గోపినాథ సర్వ భట్టాచార్య బికమింగ్ డివోటీ ప్రోగ్రామ్కి, శిల్పపాద్కి జాయ్.